And now on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A, it's Talk of the Town. Today is Chino Valley Day. Talk of the Town is sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Cottonwood Area Transit, Prescott Brewing Company, A&E Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Prescott Dirt, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. Now, live from the studios of KQ&A, here's your host for today's show, Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley.
That is me, Matt Santos, on the Town of Chino Valley. Hey, there I am. Hey, this is Matt Santos with the Town of Chino Valley for KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities. We got a good show scheduled for you today in the midst of coronavirus 2020. In studio alone, just me and Bill Monroe, but we'll be talking education and business, two things that I know absolutely nothing about. We've got some call-in guests, so stick around. We will have a great hour for you on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, right after these messages.
Hi, I'm Dave Barrett. Think back to a simpler time when things like home delivery of milk and bread came to your door. Now even getting the mail delivered is being questioned. It's good to know that since 1960, folks here in Yavapai County have relied on the Barrett family. From staying warm to cooking, drying clothes, and other needs, you can count on Barrett Propane, just as families have for three generations. You have my name on it. Call us today at 636-1600. Barrett Propane, the name you trust.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or a fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you saved money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that your independent insurance agent and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Hello, this is Bill Chilson of House Chilson Insurance. For the moments you need us most, call 445-4600. House Chilson Insurance is one of the last independent agents in Prescott.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Reaper Graphics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Reaper Graphics today.
Ready to recycle Northern Arizona? Recycle with Patriot Disposal's Smart Stream Recycle Technology. How does it work? Just put everything in one bin. It's that easy. Patriot Disposal drives one truck down your street for a smaller carbon footprint. Patriot Disposal's material recovery facility separates the recyclables from the waste stream, reducing the amount of trash going into the landfill. Smart Stream Recycle Technology. Call Patriot Disposal at 775-9000 or 203-9995.
Load up the RV and hit the open road. To the repair shop? Now that's not my idea of a fun trip, and it sure isn't convenient. So let High Country Rec V Center come to you. Mobile service is just one of their specialties. They'll even troubleshoot for you over the phone, so you're not paying for unnecessary parts and repairs. And they're an authorized warranty and service center for all the major RV appliance manufacturers and extended warranty work. So to schedule service or just ask them a question, call them at 772-8231 or online at hicountryrvcenter.com.
Some chocolate and coffee sounds pretty good right now. I'm going to Pralines of Prescott and Firehouse Coffee, of course. We are offering takeout, curbside, call ahead to order, and local delivery too. Locally operated and owned, we are located downtown at 120 West Gurley in the old Capital Market. Open 7 days a week from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Call 928-350-8077 or visit us online at pralinesofprescott.com. We can't wait to help you get your coffee and chocolate fix.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the Town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Hey, thank you for tuning in. This is Matt Santos for the Town of Chino Valley on KQ&A. A little bit different this week as we are solo in the studio, Bill Monroe and myself. Our guests will be calling in today. We have on the first segment Terry Drew from NACOG. We'll be having Ben Hooper of the Prescott Valley Economic Development Center later in the hour, and then we're wrapping up the show with education with John Scholl of the Chino Valley Unified School District and a favorite teacher of mine, Miss Naomi Akins from Mingus Springs Charter School in Chino Valley. Now, we'll be coming up right now with Terry in just a few moments here, but I wanted to, one, give you guys an update on Bill Monroe. He had told me he's been sequestered here in the station for a while. I didn't know what I was going to be walking into. I thought it was going to be a Howard Hughes type situation going on, but I will, I am happy to let everybody know Bill Monroe looking fine, looking good like always. So welcome, Bill. Glad I can spend an hour here with you. A couple of things we want to remind you of. The Chino Valley Chamber of Commerce is the regular host of this show. All the information on the chamber is available at chinovalley.org, including some seminars they have coming up in, what was the one they got coming up? Lorette gave me some notes, and I can't read my own writing here. A virtual workshop with Brian Sebring. He's going to be talking about overcoming business debt and diversifying in times of panic. You can go to the website at chinovalley.org for information on how to register for that and all the specifics. So check that out and learn about surviving financially in this time that we're all going through. And to help us in that subject as well is our first guest from NACOG, Terry Drew. Are you there, Terry?
Yes, sir, I am. Good afternoon.
Hey, how are you? Good to hear you. It's a little odd for me. I am used to doing these interviews in person where people cannot listen to me face to face. So this will be interesting to know someone's ignoring me through the phone lines.
Oh, never, never, never.
Hey, Terry, give us a little background about NACOG and what your role is with NACOG.
Okay, I'd be happy to. NACOG is the Northern Arizona Council of Governments, and we're exactly what it says. We're a council of governments. So our board of directors consist of local elected officials from our four-county region, including Apache County, Navajo County, Coconino County, and Yavapai County. Our board is made up of each of the boards of supervisors and town and city councils throughout our 21 communities in those four counties. My particular role, and especially today, is as the executive director for the Yavapai County Workforce Development Board. The Workforce Development Board oversees employment and training programs through the federal government on behalf of Yavapai County and at the direction of the Yavapai County Board of Supervisors. So we have a lot of services, especially in response to the COVID circumstances we find ourselves in now. And I think we all take back the phrase, may we live in interesting times. Here we are. And interesting is an understatement in terms of where our economy is now.
Yeah, you can have interesting. I'll take boring any day of the week.
Exactly.
So businesses surviving financially in the best of times is difficult, especially a lot of the businesses that we have locally, the smaller independent mom and pops. So how are you seeing different organizations, different businesses, and the municipalities also being affected by this? What are some of the challenges that are really unique to, you know, springtime 2020?
You know, everything's a challenge, and challenge is the operative word in our economy. I've been here at NACOG for 43 years, and this is a first for me, so I'm challenged every single day, which is why I stay here for so long. But all businesses, including 1099 self-employed individuals, municipalities are being affected. And I think what's most of the effective, what most of the effect is that people are coming across unfamiliar circumstances. So people, especially businesses who are in the private sector, are being asked to maneuver or survive in a bureaucratic world. So we've taken lots of resources from the government, and we're implementing them at the local level. So basically what NACOG does for business and for labor and talent is that we help them process and navigate their way through these public processes. So for employers, a month ago, we were hearing from employers a demand for labor, and we were having a talent supply disadvantage. And now it's quite different. So the tables have turned, and we have a low demand for folks who are looking for jobs and a very high demand for individuals seeking unemployment or other resources. So we're helping both businesses and job seekers alike navigate their way through this process. There's a lot of options available for businesses, including those that are wanting to list job orders. And there's a lot of essential businesses that need help. You can certainly imagine that grocery and pharmacies and healthcare centers need feet on the street to help move the product to market, to help navigate folks through these difficult times. So we do have a demand, and we are taking job orders, I'll say that first, from employers to help match them with individuals who are looking for work. On the other side of the fence, for employers who are in times that they've not been in probably in their history either, we're helping them navigate their way through. And part of the way of doing that is to help them plan for a rebound. So when we start to come back and bounce back into our jobs and economy and open our doors, there has to be a good planning process that happens in advance of that. And so we're helping with that business planning. We're also helping navigate through some of the SBA loans. Now, Jerry at Yavapai College is the expert, but we're helping employers understand how to bring those employees back into their place of business so they can take advantage of some of those grants and loans. And so we're helping giving that guidance and counseling to employers. We're helping the employers build a retention plan. And so when employers come back, they don't want to start recruiting new employees. They want to bring back their investment. And their investment are those individuals who have worked for them over time, who are trained, who are qualified, and who are loyal to their companies, bring them back. So one of the strategies that we're working on with employers is developing some policies whereby they can bring those employees back as an employee, so they're no longer furloughed. They're going to be an employee, but they're going to be paid out of one of the SBA grants.
The drain then will not be so much on the employers, and they'll be able to hit the ground running with those experienced and trained employees right off the bat.
Exactly.
Very nice.
Tough times, the tendency is for most of the labor pool, the talent pool, to go back to metro areas. The cost of living is a little bit softer, and they may have a family member that they can live with. And our sole strategy right now is labor retention. And so we want those employers to stay here, but we need the employees to stay here with them. When we build a strategy with an employer to call their employees back, now they may not be coming back into their place of business, but they'll be back on the payroll. That gives the individual, so the employee, a sense of security. It gives them a sense of hope. It gives them, you know, a focus that they will be returning back to their employer. It takes all the questions and subjectivity out of their thought process.
Yeah, so, and that's one of the largest components. In the best of times, navigating through the red tape, the bureaucracy, the different organizations, the websites, the paperwork, all that can be so intimidating. In times like we're in now, where a lot of things are up in the air, there's a lot of uncertainties, the feeling that they're dealing with qualified guidance, that they're getting the right advice, the right direction is so key. So how do folks, where can folks reach out to you, your organization, website, phone number, whatever you have that you can give out publicly, please do.
I'd be happy to, and whether, like I said, you're a job seeker or if you're an employer, please reach out to us at yavapaiatwork.com. Our phone number is 928-778-1422. In the Verde Valley, we're 928-649-6867. I think I mentioned the NACOG.org. You can find us on NACOG.org. We're listing and uploading information to all of our sites all of the time. We have a Facebook page as well that you can take a look at to get more information about us. and about the services that we offer.
That's fantastic, and I know you and your coworkers, your associates are also working in really close connection with the local chambers of commerce, the economic development squads at the various municipalities. So also reaching out through the municipalities, reaching out through the local chambers of commerce, and of course NACOG at NACOG, NACOG.org is a great spot, a great start for you employers looking to solidify your plans, and of course the employees that may be looking for a new home, a new employment. Great.
That's correct.
Terry, I appreciate you calling in. Again, it's a little bit different than we're used to, so I know you're no stranger to these microphones, but on the phone it can be a little challenging. We appreciate you calling in. So thank you to Terry Drew with NACOG, and this is Matt Santos with KQ&A. We will be right back after these messages. Now, are we still live with her?
Water's Garden companion plants of the month are lilac, poppy, purple plums, and our songbird columbine.
This graceful beauty dances in the shade of the garden, holding its head high, smiling back at you.
This bloomer comes back each spring with lacy green foliage, promptly followed by amazing two-tone flowers.
An excellent cut flower that is both deer and rabbit resistant.
So hardy, some varieties naturally call Arizona home.
Songbird columbine can only be found at Water's Garden Center in Prescott.
Hey everybody, it's Sanford Cohen. Join me along with Mike and the Doctor every Friday afternoon at 4 for Let's Talk Sports right here on the Talk of the Quad Cities, KQ&A. Tune in for all the latest sports news, interviews, and all kinds of fun stuff. It's right here on KQ&A. See you Friday.
This is how your water sounds out of the faucet? Sounds like a hard water problem. Soap scum, dull lifeless hair, and water spots on your sparkling dishes are just the start. Hi, this is Bo. Call me at RED Plumbing to schedule your quick and easy hard water test. Don't wait for ruined pipes, repairs, or for your water to slow to a trickle. Call me, Bo, at 772-9296 at RED Plumbing to schedule your free estimate. We'll show you a better way of living today with a new water softening system from RED Plumbing.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
Hey, that's me. Thanks for tuning in to KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM, and 95.5 out in Verde. We've got a couple of things we want to remind you folks of. We are doing, if you didn't hear that first segment, we're doing phone interviews today, so a little clunky. I'm bad enough to handle in person, let alone on the phone, so I wouldn't be surprised if everybody's already hanging up on us. We will be coming back in just a couple of minutes with Ben Hooper from the town of Prescott Valley to talk economic development and a couple of things he's got in the works right now. But before we get there, a couple of reminders, chinoaz.net. Now, chinoaz.net is the website where you can find out all things about the town of Chino Valley. An update real quick on the Senior Center. While we are closed, as most of our departments, to foot traffic and the public lobbies and things, the Senior Center, which is a real cornerstone of the community, along with the library, of course, are both still closed until further notice to foot traffic and to the public. But the Senior Center staff, led by Cindy Thomas over there, are still taking care of folks in need with the Meals on Wheels program, 11 o'clock in the morning to 12:30 for pickup and to go. They're bagging things up for folks. So they are still serving a vital need in the town of Chino Valley. ChinoAZ.net is where you can find out information to not only participate, but maybe lend a hand if you can, in the Meals on Wheels program, as well as hot meals prepared, bagged, and ready for pickup at the Senior Center. Again, ChinoAZ.net, or give them a call at 928-636-9114. There's a lot of other changes happening in and around the town, but chinoaz.net is where you can find the most current information. And, of course, follow us on social media, especially our Facebook page. The links are right there in the upper right-hand corner at chinoaz.net. Now, it is with great pleasure that I welcome to the microphones by way of telephone Mr. Ben Hooper of the town of Prescott Valley. Ben, are you there?
Yeah, good afternoon, Matt. Thanks so much for having me on.
Hey, thanks for coming in, calling in. I don't know what we call this. I have a bad enough time coming up with words when somebody's sitting in front of me. Give
you and me both.
Yeah, give our listeners a little snapshot, a little Reader's Digest condensed version of what your role is with the town of Prescott Valley.
Sure. So I'm the economic development coordinator for the town. I work traditionally on doing retail and commercial business attraction. However, as you can imagine, things have slowed a little bit in that department. Things are still moving along with some positive things going on in Prescott Valley, but they slowed down a little bit. And so for the past couple of weeks, I've really been working with economic development organizations and chambers from across Yavapai County to understand how can we team up to ensure that we don't duplicate efforts in trying to help our small businesses. And to ensure that we are providing the best and most up-to-date information and direction with regards to resources available to our county small businesses. And in addition to that, I would add our workforce and folks who may be displaced employees or experiencing an economic hardship due to the COVID virus and possible furloughs or loss of work.
That's one of the keys that that we found with Chino Valley as well, is like you said, the dialoguing, the constant communication with the neighboring communities, the neighboring organizations, chambers of commerce and things of that nature, but also in getting that timely information out to people, because, well, as you know, it's something we battle with every day. The social media platforms, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, and things can be extremely great tools. They can also be a breeding ground of rumors and false information. So to get correct, timely information out to folks as much as possible, we've really ramped it up in Chino Valley. And it's great that you're kind of taking that proactive chance to get out there and give some people a little stability in an otherwise pretty wild time that we're going through. One of those things is by utilizing new and sometimes different technology to get your word out there, get your information out there. You got a webinar coming up tomorrow. Is that correct?
That's correct. And you know, I know there's been a lot of Zoom and different types of webinars that folks have had available. This is going to be the first one that that we've done that is locally oriented. And when I say we, you know, I represent the town of Prescott Valley, but in this case, it has been a true group effort of economic development organizations and chambers across the county. It's being done under the banner of Yavapai College, and they were gracious to set up the Zoom call for us. And I think one of the best takeaways that businesses or displaced employees throughout Yavapai County will be able to take away from this webinar, in addition to the great information, is to be able to have a local contact. So many times you call somebody at a state or a federal level, and they just haven't been able to ramp up staffing quick enough. You sit on hold for 2 hours, and then you're told to fill out a form again. My hope is that folks will be able to really have local contacts and understand where they need to direct their questions with people that are your friends and your neighbors and that genuinely care about the direction of your business.
Yeah, that's key, is to be able to, like I said, have some stability in where everything else is kind of an unknown. Without giving away too much on the webinar, because we want to drive people there to actually participate in it. And one way they can do that is by calling 717-7232. Again, 928-717-7232. To find out information on that. But just off the top of your head, what are some things that, first off, the employer side, a small business owner, a little mom and pop business, what are some things that they can put into practice and kind of to get their mind straight? What are some hints that you have to help out those small business owners?
Well, so first of all, I won't actually be presenting on it. There's folks with much greater brains than myself who will be presenting. But I know that our SBDC office and Jerry Dennison is going to touch on a number of programs that are available. You know, I'll be honest, there you have. Some of these business owners may have heard some of these programs in another setting, but I can't say how important it is for folks to be able to have that local contact, to be able to get in touch with somebody that can answer your question directly, like Jerry over with the SBDC. So she'll be giving an overview of different mostly federally funded programs available.
And that's key, because there's a lot of times when people are in specifically financial trouble, or when they see that trouble on the horizon, oftentimes they hear about possible solutions and possible remedies after the fact. And if I only knew about that beforehand. So this is a good opportunity for specifically small business owners to find out what's out there now at the start of this financial trouble, so they can head off some of the tragedies, financial and otherwise, that might be looming in the future. So to get that accurate information from the minds, like you said, the minds that know. How cool.
Absolutely.
Is that?
Well, and this that is exactly the goal. And I would remind people too. You know, there are plenty of businesses around here that have their own CPAs, and they are able to kind of give them a little bit of guidance. There's a lot more that do not. There's a lot more that sit down, and not only do they run the business, but then they go home and they do the books themselves, and they just don't have the bandwidth or the knowledge behind them to be able to navigate some of these programs. These programs are open to pretty much any small business with that has employees, less than 500. It's open to sole proprietors, to folks that are independent contractors, to nonprofit organizations, including faith-based. And so, I mean, this runs the gamut of folks that are eligible for these programs. And like I said, they might just not have the experience and the bandwidth behind them to be able to navigate them. And so we want to make sure that we're arming them with the information, and then also giving them direct contacts that they can call to get greater clarification with their unique circumstances.
So what you're saying is that a fistful of gas receipts I have in my glove box is probably not the best way to go.
Well, it depends if you get audited or not, I would say. But no, probably not.
In trouble.
We also plan to have plenty of resources available for those in the county who are experiencing an economic hardship because of COVID. So whether that is helping people understand what you need to do, there's a lot of confusion and misinformation out there as it pertains to applying for unemployment insurance, for example. And so we want to make sure that folks are armed with the right information. Now, I mean, these are all state programs. The state's doing a wonderful job trying to ramp up and meet a demand that has grown from 3,800 applications a week to now over 140,000.
Yeah.
So, I mean, there are challenges, but the state is working hard to ramp up and meet those. And in the meantime, we can at least make sure that folks are being directed to where they need to be, so that when the state is able to catch up and is able to really meet the demand that's out there, that folks have filled out their application properly for something like unemployment insurance.
That way, when they are in line for whatever assistance they can get, they've already overcome some of the hurdles by having all their ducks in a row, everything ready to go.
Exactly, and that's our hope. And we'll also have resources available for those who are seeking jobs right now. There are a lot of jobs out there. And if for people who are unemployed and are looking for work, we want to make sure that people understand, again, the local resources that are available to help you get into those positions.
So participating in this is, of course, yourself, different local organizations, NACOG, SBDC, Arizona at Work, and REDC, in conjunction with the college, Yavapai College. Again, this webinar, April 14th, which is tomorrow, 2 p.m. to 3:30, with a Q&A session through the webinar. from 3 p.m. to 3:30, so that last half hour. I'm going to give out that information again to register. Give them a call, 928-717-7232, and information is also available at the college website over at Yavapai College. So is this a one-time deal? Is this going to be a recurring web meetup? What are the plans for after tomorrow?
Well, you know, it's kind of a wait and see. We're gonna see what the feedback is from this and what types of questions are come out of it. And there may be opportunities to provide the county with, again, more localized information. I encourage folks, please feel free to pick up the phone, give me a call. I don't care if you're with the town of Prescott Valley or not, 759-3106. And if you have an idea of something that you'd like the kind of wider county team to address in a webinar setting, let me know. And we'll see, you know, where this goes. And if folks are interested in registering, in addition to the phone number that you gave out, folks can also access the Regional Economic Development Center at Yavapai College at yc.edu/REDC. And right as you scroll down just a little bit, there's a link to register for that webinar. We do ask that folks register so that we're able to, kind of keep a list of who's participating and from what community and that type of thing. And at the conclusion of the webinar, we will be rolling out a new website that will be geared as a one-stop shop for everybody across Yavapai County, whether you're a displaced employee or certainly if you're a business, everybody across Yavapai County to get information from one source, and we're trying to kind of keep the information flow down to just one spot so that people are getting the best, accurate, and most up-to-date information that they can.
Well, that is key. Ben Hooper from the town of Prescott Valley, we appreciate you calling in. And if what Ben was talking about and what Terry was talking about before him from NACOG, business assistance, employee and employer assistance, if that is something that you feel will benefit you out there, you listeners, and the entire community, participate in these programs. That way, with the added participation, the added feedback, maybe we can extend this out and see some longer-term help. Ben, thank you very much for calling in. I appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on this afternoon, Matt.
We will be right back on KQ&A, Talk of the Quad Cities, after these messages. Stick around.
We have 25 years of solid trial experience handling cases from first-degree murder, drug cases, to assault cases. We have the experience, reputation, and dedication to assist anyone in any court across the state of Arizona.
We look through every piece of evidence to find and fight every potential constitutional violation. We aim to win by leaving no stone unturned, to form early and aggressive strategies to fight the government at trial, because we actually care, and because there's two sides to every story that deserve to be told.
Gaxiola and Litwack, your criminal defense team in Arizona. Call 602-717-0631 or visit their website, www.gaxiolalitwack.com.
At Clark's Market in Sedona, we now have a senior shopping hour. Hi, this is Tom Clark at your all-new Clark's Market. To help support the shopping needs of the elderly in our community, Clark's Market is designating 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. as our senior shopping hour for customers 60 years and up. Out of an abundance of care, compassion, and caution, we request that if you're not part of this age group, you schedule your shopping after 8 a.m. You can always shop online and take advantage of our home delivery service as well. Thank you for your patience and kindness during this time.
We're KQ&A.
Thanks for joining KQ&A's Talk of the Town. I'm DJ Phone with your Monday check of local and state news and weather together, brought to you by Affinity RV. The rope spider web in the forest play area of the James Family Discovery Gardens at the Highland Center for Natural History has disappeared. Due to COVID-19 concerns, that area of the Highland Center has been closed to the public, but the parking lot and trails remain open. The removal of the spider web was no easy task, so they suspect someone came into the center after hours with the intent of removing it. The giant web has been one of the more popular items for children to explore, and they would like it returned or replaced by the time the gardens reopen to the public. They have filed a theft report with the Yavapai County Sheriff's Office. If you have any information about the disappearance of the beloved spider web, contact the Sheriff's Office at 877-272-8329 or the Highland Center for Natural History at 776-9550. Cloudy with showers and breezy this afternoon, ending late tonight, chilling overnight to a mostly clear and breezy 33, a sunny midweek and highs tomorrow near 57, 64 Wednesday, 67 Thursday, in Prescott, Prescott Valley, Chino Valley, and Dewey-Humboldt. In Cottonwood and the Verde Valley, those same showers ending while you sleep, chilling to an overnight low around 38. Highs tomorrow near 66, 73 Wednesday, 76 Thursday. Your KQ&A News and Weather this hour is a service of Affinity RV. Have a great Monday evening and stay tuned. Talk of the Town, Chino Valley will continue in a moment on KQ&A.
Oh, say, can you see?
It's not every day you hear a British person singing the national anthem, but success is about getting the right attention. At A&E Rupographics, we provide printing that catches the eye. Get your business noticed with exciting new print marketing and signage. Quality marketing shows the quality service we know you provide. Stop by one of our three great locations or call 442-9116. Get your business noticed with A&E Rupographics today.
As Prescott is proudly named one of the best retirement communities, now is the time to make sure your financial portfolio is ready for retirement. That's where William Reynolds comes in.
During these financially uncertain times, it's important to make educated decisions with your money. That's how I can help you. This is William Reynolds. I'm a certified financial planner of 22 years and have experienced two bear markets guiding clients and protecting them against the fear and loss of wealth. The recent decline in the stock market has been extreme, but with it, I see opportunity beginning to rise. I can create a strategic financial plan to help you stay on track with your financial goals and advise you on how to take advantage of today's lowered stock values. Contact me at 928-756-2977, 928-756-2977, or visit me at w-reynolds.com. Securities offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., member FINRA SIPC. Advisory services offered through Genios Wealth Management, Inc., SEC Registered Investment Advisors.
This is goofy. It's bad enough when I'm in person with somebody, but now there's buttons to press and lights to look at. I think we got John Scholl on the line. Is that correct?
I'm right here, Matt. Hopefully.
Hey, John. How are you?
Good. How about you?
I am good. Hang tight just for a second. Bill, I think we were good for a second there, and then we got a pretty harsh buzz. And I don't mean that in you know what I mean. John, we're just going to keep on going. John Scholl, the superintendent of Chino Valley Unified School District. How are you?
I'm doing great. Sitting here, I'm working at home today, but it's trying to keep my social distance as much as possible. But really well.
You know, I found that people have been practicing social distancing for me since I don't know the mid '80s. So this is this is not too harsh for me to get by here. Give us a quick update. We know, obviously, like all the rest of the schools in the state and many across the nation, they are out of session. So that means no more learning, right?
Well, that's not true. We have plenty of learning to do. It's just a matter of it's a different type, a different location. As far as Chino Valley goes, what we're doing is providing at-home learning packets. We had a distribution 2 weeks ago was our first learning packet. And we, our second learning packet actually started or was distributed today at the schools. At the same time people can pick up packets, they can actually return the packets that they did for the last 2 weeks. And then we have two more packet distribution days, one on April 27th and one on May 11th. And parents can either get these at the school sites, or they're also available on our website at ChinoValleySchools.com. We have many of our students don't have reliable access to the internet.
Yes.
So we're doing more packet work, providing that instruction that way than getting it over the internet. We want to make sure everyone has the opportunity to get the work. So in addition to picking up the packets, this week, parents can also pick up their kids' stuff that was either in a desk or PE lockers, that kind of stuff. So picking up kids' personal property as well.
So the real need then, you know, even more so than normal for parents, for families, for the extended families with these students that are kind of up in the air, is to really provide a solid base at home, help them still stay focused, even though it's not traditional schooling, traditional classrooms. The need to stay on point and keep that mental muscles flexing is really important. So it really extends it even more so to the extended family than previously.
Absolutely. And one thing that we want to stress is that, you know, I was talking to a grandmother of a student a couple weeks ago, and she was struggling because she had a sophomore at the high school. Her grandson was a sophomore, and she didn't necessarily know the math that they were doing. One thing I wanted to stress is if there are parents or grandparents or whatever that are struggling, or the kids struggling, reach out to the teacher. They're still available. They're there to help. If you can email them, that's great. It's their first initial last name at ChinoValleySchools.com. Or if you don't have access to email, call the school, leave a message. We'll get that message to the teacher, and we'll reach back out to you. But, you know, it's important. We want to keep that loop going, that feedback loop with the teacher, and get them involved and make sure that they're following up with the kid and making sure that the parents are comfortable, or maybe, you know, I don't want to say necessarily comfortable, but that they feel like they're helping their kid out, and that the kids are being successful.
Yeah, and to keep things as normal as we can in an unnormal time frame. Now,
Right.
And I know this is, everything's still kind of in a flux, but is there any update you can give us on the status of graduation this year?
Last week, we met with the senior officers of student council. And what we heard, and it was Yvette D'Angelo, who's one of our counselors, Heidi Wolf, our high school principal, and myself met with five or six of the seniors. And it was clear, the message that we got from them is they want some kind of in-person event.
Gotcha.
And I don't blame them. This is something that they'll, you know, remember for the rest of their lives. And so, what that may mean is that it may not happen on May 20th, which is our original day. We've actually reached out to the event center, the Finley Toyota Event Center, which is where we have the location that we have graduation, and we've gotten some alternate dates, and we're working with those. But you know, it doesn't. If things continue as is, it's likely not going to happen. The thing I want to say, though, is that their graduation date will not change. As far as the official day that they graduate is still going to be May 20th.
Gotcha.
The ceremony may be a different day, but the actual official graduation date will still be May 20th. And we'll have diplomas necessary for those that want them early. We have kids that will go off to the military, and that's they need their diploma before they can do that. So that date's going to be important, but it's, you know, we will have an event at the event center when we just don't know yet.
Yeah. Rest assured, listeners out there, family and students, whatever is in the works, whatever the district and the teachers decide and what they can come up with will be in the best interest of the students, both academically and physically as far as health and things of that nature. So, John, how are you keeping yourself busy in this time? I'm sure you're running like crazy just trying to keep questions answered and things of that nature.
One of the big things that we're doing right now is we're getting close to feeding 2,000 meals a week for all kids 18 years and younger. That happens at Territorial School Monday through Friday. We're actually giving out 7 meals a week. We're giving out 3 meals on Monday and 4 meals on Wednesday to get people through the – I'm sorry, that's incorrect. We're giving away 2 days worth of meals, or 3 days worth of meals on Monday, which is actually 6 meals, 3 breakfasts and 3 lunches, and 4 days, which is 8 4 breakfasts and 4 lunches on Wednesday. So we're giving away 7 days of breakfasts and lunches over the 2 days. We expand. We're doing that through Territorial School. People can come up, drive up. We hand stuff through the window, or we have a bus schedule that's on our website for those that may just want to go to their closest bus stop and pick it up. So that's exciting. That's keeping us busy. We're trying to keep – there's some things, especially for our graduating seniors, that we're trying to do maybe virtually. Looks like we're planning a virtual awards night that will happen in May, where we just announce the awards probably via YouTube, and people can go on and kind of see what's going on. There'll be – the Memories Assembly video that we'll also post online, another event that takes place in person normally, but we want to try to keep it, again, like you said, as normal as possible in an abnormal time. A couple things that happened that I want to mention about our staff is missing kids.
Yes.
they would much rather, in talking with our staff, much rather be in the classroom teaching kids, taking care of kids than what's going on right now. And a couple of examples of that is I was at last week at Territorial School when they were handing back to parents the kids' property out of their desks, and I had a chance to walk around and talk to the kindergarten teachers. And they, people would drive up, they'd have to hand the kids' property through the window. They wanted to hug every single kid, and they just couldn't. And that's one example. The other example is a really neat video that was posted to YouTube today that was on the Facebook page that just talked. It was a video postcard from the staff at Del Rio. And it was a really good indication of how our staff is missing the kids. And so I want to kind of put a shout out to the Del Rio staff for doing that. It's worth watching.
Yeah, it was fantastic. We shared it to the town page as well. Please follow the district and the different school campuses on their social media and really know what's going on the campuses. John, thank you for taking time to call us. We have one more short segment after we come back from these messages. Stay tuned at KQ&A, 1130 a.m.
You're listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Once again, here's your host for the town of Chino Valley, Matt Santos.
And we are back on KQ&A Talk of the Quad Cities. This is Matt Santos. I have a very special guest on the phone. We wanted to make sure we got her in. This is from Mingus Springs Charter School in Chino Valley, our fourth grade all-star teacher, Miss Naomi Akins. How are you, Miss Akins?
I'm great, thanks. How are you?
I am not so great, because for the past few weeks I have been attempting to do your job, and I am I'm not too proud to admit I am a complete failure.
No, it can't be that bad.
this is bad. I'm 54 years old. I should be the smartest kid in fourth grade. I'm not even in the top 10. I don't know how you do it. My son Anthony is in your fourth grade class, and you have been doing a superb job in providing as close to normal schoolwork as possible through various means, through a Zoom meetup that we did the other day, to Google Classrooms and other online teaching and learning. How important is that, not just for the students, but for the families in general?
You know, I think it just helps everybody keep that little bit of normalcy. You know, even if it's different than usual, you know, you still have that, you know, get up, do your school day, do your routine, you know, and so I think it just, you know, for parents and teachers and students, it kind of all just connects us to that, our new normal.
Yeah, hopefully not the forever normal.
Definitely not forever.
What are some tips that you can give to not just parents and not just their students, but the community in general to help kids? You're dealing all day, every day with the, like the 9, 10, 11s, years old. What are some hints you can give us as a community to help our kids deal with, this new normal, as you called it?
Yeah. You know, I think just, you know, stay patient and know that everybody is all stuck at home and we're all getting bored. So, you know, try new things, you know, you know, step outside your comfort zone a little bit and try a science project or, you know, or go bake something. You know, cooking lessons are really fun. And, you know, kids can learn something useful to them while learning how to do math, you know, with measurements and cooking and stuff. So, you know, I'd say just don't overstress everything right now.
Yeah.
You know, try to make the best of it and try to have fun a little bit. You know, we're all kind of stuck at home together right now.
So take other opportunities, other outside the box to do some learning. We have found that Blackjack is a great arithmetic tool. Monopoly teaches not only business and math, but also ethics.
My kids all love Monopoly. They're lethal players, you know?
We have something at our house called the Monofia, and that is where I attempt to steal everybody's money, and they have to battle that. So how are you personally coping with this? You are, you're a mom yourself, is that correct?
I still have, 6 of my own kids in school.
Oh my goodness.
So we, you know, have our morning school days every Monday through Thursday, and everyone's up and going and starting all their classwork by 8, and we're generally done around 11, and, you know, we'll do some lunch, and then, weather permitting, we'll go outside and do something. So,
Anthony was doing some of his work the other day, and I got caught up on my laptop working, and I turned around, he was gone. I found him outside, and Noja, he looked at me, he says, "Pop, I had a field trip." So he took advantage of my absence of mind to escape for a little bit. Mingus Springs Charter School is, you can find out information on them at Mingus Springs Schools or school.org. You got a pretty active Facebook page. Again, Naomi Akins, fourth grade teacher at Mingus Springs. Sorry we cut it a little short, but we appreciate you calling in and appreciate all that you do. I think all of us parents are appreciating teachers more and more. Every single day. We want to thank all of you for listening today. I want to give a special thanks to Bill Monroe operating the board, the lovely and talented Bill Monroe, for making sure that you can hear us today. And Miss Akins, thank you again. I appreciate the call. I appreciate to all you listeners for tuning in. This is Matt Santos on KQ&A, 1130 AM, 99.9 FM and 95.5 FM. Thanks for tuning in.
You've been listening to Talk of the Town on KQ&A. Today's show was sponsored by House Chilson & Associates, Prescott Brewing Company, Cottonwood Area Transit, Gettles High Desert Mechanical, the Prescott Chamber of Commerce, Annie Reaper Graphics, Janessa's Family Hair Care, Barrett Propane, Augie's, Cliff Castle Casino, Yavapai Regional Medical Center, and Olson's for Healthy Animals. The views on today's show do not necessarily reflect the views of KQ&A, Prescott Valley Broadcasting, our employers, or our advertisers. Join us next time for Talk of the Town on the Talk of the Quad Cities, 1130 AM and 99.9 in Prescott, and at 95.5 FM in Prescott Valley and Cottonwood, KQ&A.